A normal Wednesday night at the streets at South Point Mall is a swirling mass of activity. Shoppers, diners, teenagers on escalators. But this Wednesday was not a normal night. Maureen White works in the mall and watched the mood change as the snow began to fall.
Everybody seemed fine until they realized that, oh shoot, it's really coming down. It came on so quick.
Maureen proved pretty quick herself. About 1:30 in the afternoon, she called the hotel across the street and booked a room.
Well, I tried to leave the mall, and somebody spun out, and I said, I'm not going to get stuck on 40 like everybody else, so I immediately called, but there was about a 25-person waiting list.
Lucky for her, Maureen booked her room before the waiting list, and by the time she got to the front desk a couple hours later, the lobby was also filled with people who had abandoned their cars on the interstate but were too late to get a room. A few folks stayed all night at the mall, but it wasn't as bad as it might sound, at least for one person.
My name's Laura, and I work at the Sleep Number store at South Point.
If you were going to work anywhere, really, that's a pretty good place.
I know. It was the best, because I was just laying on a really luxurious bed up in zero gravity looking at my phone, and all these people stuck, and I'm like, I'll get out when I can.
What's your sleep number?
My sleep number's 25, so I like it soft, and I had it soft last night.
Not everyone was so fortunate. Stephen Smith works at Panera and rides the bus to and from work. He saw the snow and the resulting chaos and realized he'd be sleeping at the mall.
So I knew from the get-go, and I was like, oh, well, not. Another thing on my bucket list I've never had done before. So.
Stephen saw stranded motorists come and go. He watched fellow mall employees find hotel rooms or get rides from family members. Meanwhile, he enjoyed a burger and fries at Champ's restaurant and thought about what else he could do to pass the time.
I was hoping to see the new RoboCop movie. And I'm like, what? The theater closed on opening day? What's up with that?
Without the diversion of a movie, Stephen looked around for a place to hunker down. He chose the food court.
Well, my accommodations were basically my bag, my tablet, my phone, and a bench. Oh, that's not very comfortable. I've now learned that if this ever happens again, pack boots or wear boots, pack a blanket, and make a makeshift pillow, and then I'll be good.
Stephen says sleeping on that bench was tough. When he got up at around 6, he headed out to try to find breakfast. He found it at the hotel across the street.
Best $7 I ever spent.
By 10 a.m., Stephen was trudging back through the slush and ice of the parking lot to, believe it or not, start his shift at Panera. And then, irony struck. The mall doors were locked.
Oh, come on, guys. I'm stranded out here. That's not going to be cool. I may have to walk around. No!
Stephen shook his head at his latest predicament before stomping back through the parking lot to look for a security guard.
They know I'm stranded, so I'm hoping they can let me back in.
Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.